The story of the move of God in Europe was adequately documented. Men like Smith, Wigglesworth, John Knox moved in the Holy Ghost. Their life and times are a mirror that many men look upon to judge themselves if they are yet in alignment with God. When the pendulum moved to the United States of America, we saw a different expression of the Holy Ghost. The story of Africa has not been adequately told. It's because there are works that will be added to the Acts of the Apostles that you and I will do. And so today, with all the strength we can find in the Holy Ghost, we say, lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be thou lifted up, ye everlasting doors. There is a king that is about to visit the territory. And when he wanted to go to the land of the Gadarenes, the immigration officer there was a madman. Satan has devised many strategies to resist the entrance of this king. And we are like the forerunners that were dispatched to the gates, to address the gates. He said, the King of Glory is coming. He sent us here to put you on notice. The place of sons and the inheritance that he gives us indeed are nations. He said, ask me. I will give you what? The hidden. The place where the only God they know is Amadio. Say, that's where we give. The place where the only God they know is Ogugu. That's where I'll give you. The hidden. Those that have never seen the gleams of the glory light. He said, I want to dwell among the rebellious. And that is the reason for which I ascended on high and gave gifts unto men. The hidden are captured in the territories, in the map that must be delivered unto him as a prophet. And only the sons of the kingdom can go for him. I don't serve the God of breakthrough. Because when I started preaching on cable, I had invitation to preach in 12 countries. So I was excited because everybody wants to be international. Then the excitement led me to prayer. I said, hey, you open door for me. Jesus said, I'm not aware that door, any door open. Now, if it's a God of breakthrough you are serving, you'll go into and you'll never come back the same. So I rejected the God of breakthrough. In the book of Revelation, Jesus comes and he begins to speak, to address the church. You know, previously in the book of Matthew, he was talking about John the Baptist and he was bringing perspective. And he said, this John the Baptist is actually Elijah that was to come. Because John himself did not know his identity within the scope of the framework of prophecy. So he misguided the people that came to ask of his identity, consistent with prophecy. So Jesus had to clear the air and say, John the Baptist, he is Elijah that is to come. Because Elijah was supposed to come according to prophetic sequence before the great and the terrible day of the monarch. Then Israel missed that revival because John did not know who he was. So Jesus had to clear the air. John the Baptist was Elijah. Because somebody asked him, was it not captured in prophecy that Elijah will come first before you come? We have not seen Elijah. Without whether you are the one. He said, John is Elijah, and he that has ears, let him hear. But by the time the same Jesus came in the book of Revelation, he was not looking for people that have ears. He was looking for just those that have an ear. He was not looking for the congregation. You know, the other day, somebody challenged me and said, you are correcting doctrine. How many people are you sitting? So, what? The mark of my authority in the spirit. To speak on behalf of my king is the number of people that I'm seeing. You see, our eye view has been distorted. Even people that wear glasses for short-sightedness see farther than many in this time. Hallelujah. Jesus said, he that has an ear. So the emphasis of Jesus in the end time is not the congregation. It's the individual. Those individuals that in spite of the devil, in spite of the flesh, in spite of Satan, in spite of sin, in spite of all the strategies that the devil uses to distract people, so that they don't enter into wholesome growth and find maturity, such that their lives becomes that platform, that conduit through which the Lord can flow unhindered. All right? Those ones that pay the price in spite of these distractions. Those are the people he's looking for in the end time church. Because those are the ones that we commit nations to. He's not looking for the masses. He's looking for the remnant. In the end time, the overcomers. It's not about number anymore. It's about how much stature we have gained in our growth in the things pertaining to Christ. And for those sons, what he will give as inheritance and nations. That's our true inheritance. It means that the thing for which he died, we are actively ensuring, painstakingly ensuring that it is secured for him. Oh my God. We are trying to ensure that the reason for his blood is maximized in our generation. That's the travail of his son. I went somewhere. They will see the kind of car that brings you before they know how to address you on the pulpit. And I came with a bike. It's an Okada man. They even forgot that I was a guest minister. They put me somewhere. Then they moved me again to one side there. Then it was later when the pastor came. That's my guest. Then the lamb came. And then they moved me to somewhere here first. Then, and I ended up here. That was it. I was distracted. Why was it? I came with a bike. Our generation is a if Jesus had come now, many people would miss him. It's Okada he would have brought. So that if your eyes have been stained with the glories of this world, you will not be able to see the light that he carries. He that has what? Amen. May the Lord help us in the name of Jesus. I'm troubled. Sorry that I troubled you with my problem. You may be seated. Some of our brothers traveled all the way from the nations of the world to come trace this manger. Hallelujah. This manger, oh Lord, Jesus is king of this manger. So they traveled all the way from, they are all doctors, medical doctors. So we have Dr. Kalu and his wife from the United States of America. Please make them welcome. I'm seeing them for the first time. We met in a prayer meeting online. Anybody that developed Zoom, may the Lord prosper his generation. And if he's an atheist, the thing for which he doesn't know the kind of he didn't know what he was doing. So this is Dr. Kalu and his wife from the United States of America. This is my friend, Dr. Chukwudi. I met him in London. He's here today. And then I also met with another doctor, Dr. Sam, online. They were all schoolmates, and they maintained the relationship of brotherhood. And till this day, how many of your mates in the university are you still close to? One. My own is one. So I'm wondering how they did that. But they are present here. Can you celebrate them? Salute them. They came to trace the manger. Turn your Bible to the book of Job, chapter 1. It's Africa's time of focus. And the theme over Africa right now from heaven's perspective is revival. The full scope of that which Jesus paid for must be realized. There must be maximum return on investment on the blood of Jesus Christ. And so the gates to the nations must be lifted because the King of Glory must come. Job chapter 1, verse 6. Now there was a day when the sons of God came to present themselves before the Lord. And Satan came also among them. And the Lord said unto Satan, whence comest thou? Then Satan answered the Lord and said, from going to and fro in the earth, and from walking up and down in it. And the Lord said unto Satan, hast thou considered my servant Job? That there is none like him in the earth, a perfect and an upright man, one that feareth God and escheweth evil. This is God talking about a man. It's not as if I'm talking about Pastor Dan. God. Now, let's take a look again. First of all, God said that there was none like Job in the earth. God said Job was a perfect and an upright man. God said Job feared God and eschewed evil. This is the description of a son. Are you with me? This one has matured. This is not part of the consumer generation that sees God as a philanthropist that is heavily laden with goodies, looking for people's address to dump the things that he came with from heaven. And everybody believes that God is owing them. That's an infantile generation. In salvation, God met your need. But in the kingdom, you meet God's need. You sell out. You decide that you will not serve yourself anymore. And you will serve the will of God. So a man that is operating under the government of God becomes the legs that God has in a generation to go to places. He becomes the hands that God has to cast out devils. Hallelujah. Because God has found a vessel that he can possess so that his will can find expression upon the face of the earth. Are you still with me? But it is possible for you to be born again. And what you are looking for are things that are not lost in the kingdom. Like I always say, it was not Adam's force that fell in Eden that he was looking for. It was a possibility of him maximizing his potential by operating under the government of God. That was no longer in view because he had a different master. It was a change of masters that took place in the Garden of Eden. And so the hopes of God, the intentions of God, could no longer find expression through that vessel. Hallelujah. God had nothing to possess. Meanwhile, the accommodation that God looks at when he wants to do stuff upon the face of the earth is the accommodation of a man's heart. But in Adam, that possibility was no longer in view. Because in the history of God, Adam was the object of God's first thought. God was okay by himself. It was when he decided to extend the circle of his love that he became exposed to a kind of hurt which was occasioned by the rejection of humankind. may your life not constitute such ought to the Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ. So a time comes when the people that God advertises are not the congregational members. They are people that have matured and they understand His will. And they are wardens, lieutenants, that are holding forth His intents for territories. Those are the people that are on His list. We have many Christians in the world, but only few overcomers. People that could not be conquered by their profession. They could not be conquered by prosperity. They could not be conquered by marriage. They could not be conquered by good things. In spite of the good things, they still have a Lord. And the Lord can decide how they use the good things. It means, because the argument that Satan brought against Job was that Job was serving God because of prosperity. Hallelujah. And God was willing to put Job to the test in that area to see if Satan's argument was accurate. You are not with me. It means in the eyes of God, we can sacrifice your house, your car, your certificate, just because of an argument between God and Satan. Your certificate can go. I mean, how long did you labor? May the Lord give us new eyes and new lenses. A new perspective, a new reason to live. What we seek now are men that God can testify about like this. People that have matured in Christ Jesus. And when you begin to mature in Christ Jesus, one of the evidences is that Jesus calls you a friend. Because Jesus said, servants do not know the will of their master. A master will just wake up and say, go to the stream, fire, drink water. But he doesn't know why. He said, you are no longer servants, you are friends, because you know the will of my Father. So the indicator that shows that you are beginning to gain some form of masculinity in the kingdom is that kingdom matters can be shared with you. The rest, he manages them by giving them breakthrough. Just like Abraham, when he wanted to send some children that were half illegitimate, that didn't have a share in the commonwealth of the covenant, he gave them he gave them gifts and he settled them. May you not be settled. Because settlement is an agenda for babes. It means you have no stake in that which is eternal. May the Lord help us in the name of Jesus Christ. The category of people that were invited for this meeting was spelled out. It was a day that was scheduled in the calendar of God where the sons of God will appear before the Lord. It was not a day for the appearance of demons and devils. It was a day where the sons of God, hallelujah, will appear before the Lord. I don't have time today. So let me not go too far. I have a body in my heart, and I'm looking for words to communicate. A day that the sons of God were summoned to appear before the Lord, and Satan came with them. It was not a day for the summoning of demons. But Satan, he did what? Came with them. And when Satan filed into the congregation, he was not resisted. He was given passage. And then God left the people he called. His sons of God he called. Because it was a day of inventory. It was a day to look into how effective they have been within the estate he committed to them. It was a day to discuss issues about territorial coverage and reach. And Satan showed up. Then God abandoned the sons of God and began to speak to Satan. The first question God asked Satan is, how have you been? I was expecting Satan to answer fine. Ah, oh yeah. Will they survive? No. That was not the response. What Satan said is that I have maintained an oscillatory motion, going up and down and to and fro. The up and down aspect is what we call halak in Hebrew. Halak is not for normal citizens. It is only the priests that know halak. They don't teach it in the normal school curriculum. Halak is the kind of lecture that God gave Joshua after Moses died. When God told Joshua, wheresoever the sole of thy feet shall tread, I will give you as a possession. That means, are you with me? You are not with me. Now, because you are not with me, let me bring you home by taking you to the book of Ezekiel. Because somebody wants to ask me a question. The person is saying, is Satan a priest? That's what the person says. Have you ever heard of an Ezemo before? What is that? Where did he learn it from? Satan, while he was still in Zion, he walked. One of the places he was assigned to had to do with handling priestly things. Oh, you're not with me. All right. I hope you know that in heaven, your prayers, they are sent to heaven as incense, not as words. Words are for mortals. And in order for you to communicate to immortals, you must be given a language that mortals cannot naturally utter. You are taking beyond the realm of vocabulary, beyond the realm of human communication. You are taking into a higher scope of utterance by the help of the Holy Ghost, so that your utterance, spirit-energized communication, can amount to what immortals can understand. So Satan actually walked as an angelic priest. Eh? I know you don't believe me, so. Sometimes there are some form of incense that are added to your prayer in the sanctuary to make it effective. Make it pungent, because God knows you by the aroma of your incense. The workings of the Holy Spirit within the heart of the average believer, every believer is different. It's similar but different. So your dealings cannot be exactly like mine. I can only share my testimony and can encourage you to advance in your own adventure. But your story cannot be exactly like mine, because the way God walks through you is similar to me, but is unique to me. And that is how your incense is. When your prayer comes in the vials of heaven, sometimes the reason why territorial prayers takes time to answer is because we must achieve equilibrium. The people that hold the territory for darkness, their sacrifices they have done, maybe for 12 generations. You can't just come and say, be open. And laugh with bubble gum. I say, so they will have to store that prayer in a container in heaven. It will look as if God is doing nothing, but it's accumulating. It was when John, through the guided tour he was privileged to have in through heaven, that he saw the substance of prayers in Revelation chapter 5, verse 8. He saw that there were two things that opened the seals of heaven. Because if God wants to bring his civilization into the earth, he needs to break a seal. And then that which is sealed by glory will become available in the spirit realm in Christ Jesus. In spiritual places. And only hunters, people that are like astronauts that explore Christ, can stumble into the things that have been unsealed. And when they stumble into it, through the spirit of wisdom and revelation, they can begin to implement that which they stumbled upon somewhere in Christ. And that place you went to, you don't know the way there. The fact that you taught something somewhere there doesn't mean you know the way. You can't go back there again. Except the Holy Ghost, in his mercy, decides to. You understand what I'm talking about? If God were in a formula, all of us here would have known him. But he searched out. Because he hides himself. That's why we seek him. And he has made himself available to be found. So when those prayers are seen like incense, sometimes angels come to add spices to the aroma. Sometimes angels take, they add spices to it to make it pungent. And then they toss it into the earth. And things begin to happen. People begin to have impartations in the night. And everything that is taking place in your spirit is because of what is happening where? Overhead. Yeah. So Satan was among the angels that worked in the priesthood department to manage the outcome of priesthood coming into the temple of God. So he understands priesthood overhead and underground. And that's why he set up Ezemo in every village. He taught them priesthood. Are you with me? So it is no surprise that Satan responded to God. When God asked him, how are you doing? He said, I've been in the business of halaking. Halak. And when he halaked, he came to your village. He has a good documentary of your grandfather. The one that sold slaves. Human beings, he sold them. The one that kills people for sacrifice. He knows their name. And based on the wicked things that have been done in territories, he will ascend to the court of heaven to press charges that he has a right to dominate those lands. How have you been? I have been walking up and down, to and through the earth. The only place he was not able to conquer was the territory that Job resided. So when the question about Job rose, he didn't need to go back to check his file. You know, I accompanied my wife to the hospital for antenatal. They let me go and hear this thing that they tell you. And I saw that the doctor couldn't say anything if he doesn't look into the file. Do you have that? Okay. Oh, yes. To refresh his memory so that I can continue from it. Satan didn't need a case file to talk about Job. He had an up-to-date insight because when he was doing the halaking business, he came to Job's compound. But he, for the first time, he was resisted. Just like the devil has halaked the whole world. We were planning to go to Kenya for a crusade. And we saw the notice. Gatherings suspended. Night vigils. So, he halak there before we came. He halaked in England. The whole of England shut down. Now we need men like you He came to your compound. He found a representative there, somebody that had was compatible with him. And he established a stronghold. And those strongholds have become barricades against the glory of God. God spoke to me years ago. You must have heard my story. I was to die at the age of 13. Yes. My mom is a nurse, so she knows the ways of injection and all of that. It didn't help. Four angels took me from this world to the world that men hope to see. And I was there for 8 hours. And the reason why I know it was 8 hours was because I saw the time before I left Earth. Are you with me? Then I could also see, my bed was facing the clock. It was 8 hours. And I saw things. I'm still asking God for permission to see what I saw. It was in that encounter that I saw, hallelujah, an angel of the Lord. I will never forget that angel with a slim face. He follows me around. They have changed him in recent times. That's the one that has the story of my future. He comes to read it. Say, you were supposed to die at the age of 12, but there was a battle that was fought in your spirit. Now the monarch, that's where I got that word, the monarch has decreed that days have been given unto you. Alright? Why? I was told from there that if I should fornicate, my life will end. So let me tell you the truth. This is the secret. It's not a temptation to me. I know what is at stake. When I went to Brazil, I was walking from my room because there was Wi-Fi. Every morning, this lady will go and disconnect it so that I will come to her desk and say, this is not working. Every morning. So I now complained to my host. I said, come on, what's happening here? He said, you didn't come with your wedding ring. What? He said, your wedding ring is a weapon here. The lady thought you are available. She has no idea. He said, if you don't have any time to spend in the world, the breath that you have been given is so that you can be a preacher of truth and verity. Hallelujah. And the encounter continued until I was given leave to come into my body. Many things didn't matter to me again. Vain glory, riches, fame. When they hail you that you are a master, I remember the songs that were sung in that place. In the height of our best worship, we didn't come close. Oh my God. There are lands that Satan halacked that you need to halack also. And so God told Joshua, he said, wherever the sole of thy feet shall tread upon, I will give you as a possession. That one will be added to me. Hallelujah. And I realized that the first place my soul, the soul of my feet tread was in my family. I began to intercede. Because if I don't make inroads there, I will not be powerful outside. So, the intercession took 10 years. How many years? 10. And the people that were supposed to inherit witchcraft, they inherited Holy Ghost. The noise of witchcraft and the rejoicing that comes when people die is ceased. Then from among the people, God began to raise a pattern. That was impossible. Do you know what they call necromancy? Where people commune with ancestors, dead ancestors. I'm talking about Leku. You don't know it. Nothing brings reproach like that thing. And when they do it in your compound, death cast a shadow. You know where David, he had experienced things. When David said, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, that's what is casted anywhere they practice necromancy. Death cast a shadow. And seasonally, that shadow will drop. Three people will go. When they finish this burial, you think the burial has finished, they are calling for another one. It must complete three before the thing will rest. The Bible says that the people of Zebulun, the people of Naphtali, such that dwell beyond Galilee of the Gentiles, they were the ones that had border. Their border was a border with Gentile nations. That is where they smuggle idols. Smuggle is the more. Smuggle witchcraft. He said those communities that are susceptible to darkness, there was a schedule on God's calendar for them. He said a great light shine. There are two people that do alack, Satan, and the priests of God. The issue now is for territory. How much ground have been covered? The real issue that God and Satan discussed there was the issue of territory. That's the real issue of souls. Maybe somebody is here, and you just came back from a burial, and the scene was sad because the feet of Satan is still very, very intense, very clear in your family. That's the reason why you need to cry this night. I saw Satan turn backward. You know Satan? I saw him. He was forced to turn backward. It's not time. Yes. I saw him. He doesn't like that sight. Anytime deliverance comes and the power of God comes upon somebody and begins to manifest, Satan doesn't like, because he doesn't like anything that will show him weak, show him incompetent. But I saw Satan. He was forced to turn back. When last did you alack? As you were going to the village, it was pilgrimage. It was you were going like a tourist. You didn't go to alack. As you went for that burial, you were so sorrowful that you didn't remember to plant something that an angel will stand on. May the Lord purge us from the ways of men. Let us become sons that think territory. The name of my God must be planted here. Do you know that Jesus died for the whole world? But only the church recognizes his death. It means the full measure of that investment has not been realized. We need to give God massive, maximum return on investment. There must be maximum capacity utilization. And this is the job for sons. For people that God will boast about and say, there is none like her. There's none. The Creator said concerning Job, there is none. Oh, Jesus. 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 There is none like you in the earth. He's upright. A man that loves good. And exclusive. He was forthright. His convictions about iniquity were not hidden. The moment iniquity is showing forth, he will shout. That was how Job was.
And even in the area of his children, he didn't know what they did. So he comes, calls all of them, shut up. He will sacrifice and say, maybe they have. Hey! He institutionalized righteousness. Even if you are a rolling stone, as long as you were in his house, he will mention your name when he gives a sacrifice. We need strong men. In the last 35 years in the body of Christ, intercessors were women. Go and take an inventory of all the churches in this city. All right? It is the women fellowship that is the most organized single unit. Try to bring men together now. One will say, I have not shaved for long. See, baby. For the past 35 years in Pentecostal Christianity in Nigeria, the church has been held and preserved by women. Yes, that's the truth. That from statistics. Are you aware we have 166 churches in this town? I know you didn't care to find out. According to population statistics of 2009, we have 2009, not 2021, 2009. What they said the population of this place was, and it was an error. 553,000, 2009. And we that have stayed in this city know long that is not true. Huh? 166 churches. Meanwhile, some churches have 10 members. Some, 2. Some is the pastor that left, not the members. But let's assume... Stay with me. Let's assume that on the average, if we take the mean, every church has 200 members. So, calculate. Now it's 33,200. Find a percentage of 553,000. That 33,200. What is the percentage? What that number vis-a-vis the total population as at 2009 is how many percent? Huh? It's not up to 58. Your calculator, throw it away. Throw that calculator. What? It's about 6%. It's a mad F. So you think that McCurdy has been reached? Satan has lacked here. Most of what we do as church doesn't affect his kingdom. Wake up. 6%. Of all the noise. Okay, where are the rest? Are they in prison? Have you asked yourself? They have done nothing. That's why I want to stop counseling. People come and drain your life and they don't change. I want to try a year without counseling. Let me see what will go wrong. They drain you. There's no change. The land is still sitting. Satan, when Satan comes, he will boast that he covered them. Never again. Not when you are still alive. And that's why God had to teach Joshua the way of territorial dominion. So when Joshua goes for burial, he's bad for the devil. Because he knows that anywhere the sole of his feet shall tread, he can covenant it to God. I say, let time never end until you plant your foot here. Because I've come to proclaim to the gates of this territory, lift your head. There is a king that is approaching. If I could make it here, he will come. So let all the infrastructure that you have built, all the altars you raise in the name of the devil, all the slain whose blood you use to adorn the altars, let the voice of their blood cease from the spirit, and let only one blood speak. That same blood that speaks better things than the blood of Abel. We need sons, such that have an ear to hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. We are going to pray. There is no territory that cannot be taken. There is no place that cannot come under his government. The priests that God places in cities and in localities, if they know what priesthood is, they can change the temperature of the environment. That's why when you begin to pray, Satan will stop at nothing to escalate circumstances around you. So that if you are not trained to find a place of quietness that is in your spirit, that is your strength, so that you sit in that quietness. That's how Jesus slept in the boat when there was turbulence everywhere. You sit in that quietness. That was the reason why Jesus, when he was to be tempted of the devil, he arrived at the temptation ground before Satan. And he started fasting and prayer so that he could locate that seat of quietness. That place that Satan cannot touch in his heart. He wants to sit there. He wants to draw his consciousness from there. Bible says, in returning and in rest you shall be saved. And in quietness and confidence shall be your strength. So Jesus found it. So it didn't matter what turbulence was going on around him. He was at rest in the midst of the storm. It is not the water around the boat that makes it sink. It's the water inside of the boat. So when Satan rises, you find rest and take your seat. All you will see are orchestrations, but the truth is what happens in your spirit, man. When we become sons, we will no longer tell the tales of the devil. What he did in our village. Because sons come with a new type of alack to take over the territory. We can make demons inconsequential. If you know that place called rest. Meanwhile, it's only unclean spirits that God doesn't give an allocation of rest. But the Bible says that when an unclean spirit is cast out of a man, he goes around in dry places seeking rest and finds none. There's no allocation for unclean spirits in rest. And rest shall be your strength. Can you overlook circumstances and dwell in rest? Yeah, first miscarriage, second miscarriage, dwell in rest. In that place. That place that Satan can't touch. You become vulnerable when you live there. Because anxiety accommodates you. And you can no longer have faith because there is a hole in your armor. Jesus is calling for sons. Such men that can allow their light so shine that men might look upon their good works and glorify their Father which is in heaven. Have you found rest? The center of your spiritual gravity. Is that place where the word of God is settled and the Spirit of God brings the economy of heaven into your ecosystem? That is the place you stay until you outlast the devil. Jesus said that the prince of this world, he came, but he found nothing. He tried to trigger me to respond in the flesh. He found nothing. I abode in rest, in returning and in rest. Ye shall be saved, and in quietness and confidence shall be your strength. We are going to pray for 15 minutes. The first thing I would like us to pray about is, you see, you want to resolve that you rest in him. You are not with me. There is a rest. There remains a rest for the people of God. It's somewhere there. Can you navigate and say, this is where I will dwell. I will never take a move because Satan came and said, though our outward man perish, our inward man is renewed day by day. The testimony of revival on the continent of Africa has not been fully told. Has not been documented. Because your story has not entered the chronicles. The Acts of the Apostles exist in the Bible because the apostles acted under the influence of the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost has not been withdrawn. We need new actors now. New actors. New actors. I choose rest. I choose that place called rest. There is a place called rest. Because it's going to be a year of turbulence. When you read the headlines and you don't know the place called rest, you will be perturbed like the sons of this age. But there is a place. There is a place. There is a place. That scripture where you read. He said the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. The world and them that dwell therein. For he has founded it upon the floods and established it upon the seas. Who shall ascend into the hill of God? Who shall stand in this holy place? I will not react this year. I will find that place in God where the waters are still. I will dwell in rest. The armies of the aliens shall be discomfited. The mouths of the lions shall be stopped. The violence of fire shall be quenched. The dominion of darkness shall be overruled. A new power. A new grace. A new anointing. You prayed before, you didn't see any results. I charge you tonight, pray again. Pray again. Oh, yeah. That only you know. Oh, yeah. We reclaim every place that the devil has boasted about. We reclaim it. We reclaim it. We set foot on the territory. Lift up your heads. Oh, ye gates and be thou lifted up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory. 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 He wants to come. He wants to be the only name that is named in that place. You shall be his messenger. You shall be his mouthpiece. You shall carry his voice.
The King of glory. Then only you see.
So many locos. King of glory. Raiko Belami Sakabelaman. Yako Samare Korea. Please go Pele Mahapoko Kami. Michael Selima. Yes, Okena Makoria. Maraso Selima. Let him invade your family. Let him invade your landscape.
Let only you be seen. Let only you be known.
Because you dwell in rest, the activity of the devil, you will not feel. You will be beyond reach. Knowing fully well that God is governor among the nations.
The King of glory.
You will not be a victim of the schemes of the devil, but you will be a headache to the kingdom of darkness. For wherever the soles of your feet shall tread,
let only you be Lord. Let only
I,
the King of Glory,
in the name of Jesus. Psalms 24. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. For he had founded it upon the seas and established it upon the floods. Who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord? Or who shall stand in his holy place? He that hath clean hands and a pure heart, who has not lifted up his soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully. He shall receive a blessing from the Lord and righteousness from the God of his salvation. He identified the people. He said, this is the generation of them that seek him. One translation said, this is Jacob, the generation of them that seek the Lord. You know, when you want to buy land, because once upon a time I wanted to buy a land and we sent people to land registry to check the actual map. We found out that that place that they were selling, according to the map, was part of the market. On ground, you may not know, but it was captured. It was captured as market. So this scripture is land registry to show you the owner. Say the earth, say no. The fullness thereof, the mineral resources, the world, and the men, human beings that dwell therein. So it's just giving you the scope of ownership. That's where the story started, though. Huh? Before lift up your heads, because Satan has halacked and encroached. That's where the story is. It started from land registry. And to give us further proof that God is responsible for the earth, he told us the design pattern. That he founded it upon the seas and established it upon the floods. He entrenched a major civil engineering flaw into the design of the earth. If engineers want to build the sand field so that the place, they drive water from the place. But God built the earth on seas because he did not intend for it to continue forever. His permanency was not in view. So he built it with a flaw, a major flaw. Are you with me? Then that means the earth has no true foundation. Everything you build on it, like your father's mansion and the Rolls Royce, was built on water. The day the water is allowed to charge, because during the end time, part of the things you are seeing, you'll be seeing volcano eruption, is the earth saying that I'm tired, I've lived my lifespan, so water will come out from your village. I don't know. The second question there is, who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord? That's the only place on earth that has two foundations. It's a hill, but it's a Lord's hill. And it's asking you and me, who shall ascend? I was expecting a roll call. Brother John, Brother Jude, I didn't see the roll call there. But he gave us the description of people that can ascend there. The hill that had clean hands and a pure heart. That's the kind of description that was given to Job when God testified about him. Has not lifted up his soul to vanity. What he's looking for, pursuing, is not worth perishing. And that doesn't mean we'll not ride cars. If God permits, we'll have jets. I saw the travail on the sons of men to move from one place to the other. Our brethren from the US, it was Naka Road that they used to come in. Naka Road. And we can't clean that memory from their experience. Jesus Christ of Nazareth. If we had a jet, they would have just picked up from Owerri. We have an airport here. In fact, it has the longest runway in the country. So if Jesus studies, we will ride jets doing the business of the kingdom. But I'm saying, even as we arrived in those jets, we know it was founded on the floods. So it's a temporary transport system before we go into the ultimate one. It's no more than that. It's not something that we'll put on Facebook and stand behind it and say, Living the life. If you do that, you are falling. You are already falling. The question tonight is, who shall ascend? Will you? Because he left it open. Into the hill of God. And who shall dwell in his holy place? Wise men are climbing that hill. Because only them that stand there will stand forever. They will watch everything in this world. In one breath, it will disintegrate. But those that stand on the hill, they stand on the rock that cannot be shaken. they stand on him that has life and immortality. So your sojourn upon the face of the earth is to labor to stand in Christ perpetually. It's a present continuous escapade. Are you with me? You're not with me? It's not, let us confess, let us, no. It's more of trust and obey, not confession. Because the one that authored your salvation wants to finish it. So it's a journey. It's a work of faith. We are sent as a people. We are sent as individuals. We are sent to that hill that is Christ Jesus. We are sent to that rock that gave water to the children of Israel in the wilderness. By that rock we are strengthened with might by his spirit that resides in our inner man. And there will be no weakling among us. For the Bible says that he brought them forth with silver and gold. And there was none feeble among their tribe. No feeble one. Everyone will be equipped, adequately mobilized for the course of 2021. And at the end of the year, there will be no casualty. In the name of Jesus Christ.